Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Talking with Tina. Today is Wednesday, August the 21st, 2019. Can you believe it? Where has the year gone? Question mark, exclamation point, question mark. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. It is 7 p.m. if you are Pacific, 8 Mountain, 9 if you're tuning in from a central location, and if you want to get wild and wacky, it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Thank you for joining our 6th show. Can you believe that? 6. I feel like it was just last week that I was introducing our first show. So thank you for being here, for tuning in. We are broadcasting from a lovely Denver, Colorado. Speaking of which, it is one of my favorite things to connect with you all and hear from where you're calling. You don't have to give us a latitude, longitude from where you're calling. But if you want to share the state, maybe even a city, that is not going to go unnoticed. I always appreciate hearing where you're calling in from. So thank you for doing so. And make sure that you give us just a moment to connect so I can make sure I am present to everything that you are sharing. We have an awesome show tonight. We are talking about tips and tricks on how to raise your vibration, get centered, get grounded, especially with so much going on. You turn on the news, you listen to the radio, there is some form of chaos that can just take away from our energy, from our chi. Maybe you've got a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, a neighbor. Maybe they kind of rock your world and take away from your chi, right? So we're going to talk about raising your vibration, how to maintain that. We're also going to talk about the number 3. Today is the 21st, right? So if we're looking at numerology, we would add that 2 and that 1. We come to the number 3. It's one of my favorite numbers in numerology, and I feel like y'all are going to resonate with it too. So we're going to expand on that. You know, a number doesn't define who you are, just like one aspect of yourself doesn't define who you are. It just gives insight, just like tarot, to the characteristics, the nuances of said you, if this number is prevalent in your life. And sometimes this number can be surfacing and serving its purpose until it's complete. And then you move on to another number, right? Because we're always growing, we're always evolving. And amongst taking calls and supporting you with your questions, whether it's through tarot, definitely if I can help with connecting to someone who's passed on the other side, one of my favorite things to do is to connect with you through tarot and through medium readings. In between, we're also going to talk about a couple of questions that came up on my Facebook Live show last night. Now, if you guys don't tune in to my Facebook Live, I'm going to suggest that you do. Find me at I Hear Tarot. That's IHEARTAROT, all one word, no spaces. Find me on Facebook Live. Like and follow my page because I go live twice a week. And I get to address and answer your questions just like this forum, except you post, you know how Facebook Live works, right? You just post them. And you get to see what's shaken down as I'm reading for you and as things come through. So it's a different spin on what we're doing tonight. But like and follow my page at I Hear Tarot. You can find out more information about me, my reading style, what you can expect, the type of questions that come through. So don't hesitate, right? You can also reach out to me individually for a reading at 234-97-TAROT. Shoot me a text, give me a call. We can schedule a reading. Speaking of readings, let's get to the good stuff, right? Call in number 760-888-5700. That number again, 760-888-5700. Definitely want to get started on the number three and what we can expect. But more so, I want to get started connecting with you. So I do believe we have a caller on standby. Lisa from New York, are you there?
I am. Hey, how are you tonight?
I am doing well, my dear. Thanks so much for tuning in. What's on your mind?
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure if I should ask about a potential new job, or should I ask about my future love life? Right now, I'm content about the love life. I'm not interested. I don't think I'm going to be in a permanent relationship anytime soon. So I have accepted that.
Okay. Okay. We're going to do, Lisa? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you decide. I don't know if I should. I think I might want to focus on probably just aspects of a new job. I think it might be time for me to start looking because I'm jaded where I am now.
Yeah. So let's look at that. I love the questions, but it feels like you're kind of pitching more towards the career and what might be out there. So let's ask the cards. We're going to ask about career, and we'll see what they want to say. Sometimes they lead us right back to what they want to talk about. But Lisa, let's just look and see. It almost feels like we should see what may be out there, or once you decide to take that leap and start looking, what might be coming your way. So let's just get an idea that wants to come through. And once we lay out the cards, that'll kind of lead us a little bit further. But let's just see here. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, your cards were already, they're already jumping out. So a couple things are coming through. Now, it's not so much a question of should you, it's what's behind you wanting to look for another job. And I heard you say that it's just not the best environment. The energy feels kind of static. Staticky is the word that comes through. So a couple things are surfacing. When you do look for another job, it is going to be, you'll be 180. You're not going to be in the same place. You're not going to have to deal with the same stuff. Like whatever's shaken down definitely isn't yours, and it served its purpose for whatever you needed to learn. I don't want to say there's nothing else there for you, but you've learned what you needed to learn in that space. Mm-hmm. So home is also a really big part of what's coming up for you. And it could be, Lisa, that they're saying it's just like you bring it home with you, and that energy is kind of coming into your house. And if you're feeling some static at home, like all that gets to disappear when you transition and start looking for another job and then get another job. I'm also getting you to be really clear and experienced in what it is you do. So are you considering looking to a different avenue entirely, or do you really want to stay like in your hot spot where you know you're good at what you do?
I'm actually looking to go into a new avenue. It's just how do I get there? That's the question. So I'm in finance right now. So I do have at least 8 years of working in corporate, but I would love to go back into corporate. That's my main goal. So it's just, I don't know if I might have to start back out as an executive assistant, which I don't mind, but want to definitely do something differently. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you come through as really clear and experienced and educated. So however it is, whichever avenue you're taking, you're going to come across secure and confident. And if you do take like an entry job, you'll end up shooting up pretty quickly because it's going to be recognized how skilled you are, right? So let me see if there's anything else that comes through. The only other thing, I'll tell you, Lisa, the only other thing that's coming through for you, and it already sounds like you're open to it, is finances. You might not immediately receive the salary that you want when you begin, but they're saying, again, that's okay. You'll end up working your way up. That keeps coming through in different levels. So you'll end up being recognized for your skill level, and then the salary is going to follow. So just know that when you start out, you might have to be more open to being conservative with your salary, but that's all going to come together for you. You might actually also be open to, don't set your heart on staying in one position for like the rest of your life. You're going to kind of like flutter to where you're supposed to be and finally land. So, and it feels good for you. It feels like you're ready to shake up that energy, loosen everything that's kind of been tightened and overwhelmed. And just kind of sink into where you are. So this is going to be good. So, yeah, if you're just kind of tentatively stepping out there and looking, start doing that and see what catches your eye. You'll know when it's time to move and when it's time to dust off your resume. But, and it feels like it's really going to connect for you. You just have, even though you come through as really analytical and they keep saying analytical, you also have this personality and this draw to you that's really compassionate, which is a rare balanced blend. And so people are going to enjoy you as a person and then the work that you provide.
All right. Sounds awesome. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you. It feels really good. I'm just getting a lot of warmth and security, home, all of that gets to open up and become more stress-free. And it just feels like right now you're kind of bringing it home, which is, you know, what happens energetically, but know that. Let that be a draw for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. I'm going to actually start saging every day when I come in. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to, cleanse the environment. I didn't know that. I'm glad that, oh my God, I'm so glad I caught your show. Okay, if that's what the cards say and you pick up, then it's true. So I'm definitely taking the advice all the way.
Oh, good. And also, you can get some selenite. It's a beautiful white stone, and you can get that and put it by your door. You can easily get it online, but if you've got like a metaphysical store or something like that nearby, it's selenite, S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E. And you can bring that home, set that in your space, and it'll cleanse it automatically. You don't have to recharge it. You don't have to put it. It's one of those rare stones that cleanses itself, but it's a beautiful stone to have too. So even if you get a piece and you take it to work and put it on your desk, cleanse that space too.
Yes, you are so right about work. Okay. All right. So I'm going to pick that up by the weekend, definitely. And I will call you back soon to let you know how I'm doing. I am going to start dusting off the resume and get it together. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
That sounds great. Okay. Lisa, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Okay, you too. Good night.
All right, guys. So beautiful question. And it doesn't even occur to us, right? Doesn't even occur to us the energy that we pick up or that we bring home, right? We like to be in our space and we're holding it. Let's just say it's negative work or coworker or, you know, maybe even the guy at the market is just cranky every time he rings us up, you know, when we're buying our groceries. And then we take that home somehow without knowing. We feel like we held our space. And then it's like attached to us. And then we bring it in and then it sets in our house. And then we're in our house and it just kind of perpetuates, right? And so just keeping that in mind, what it is we do when we experience this negative energy from someone, or maybe we just feel thrown off balance, right? And we're going to talk about that and how that impacts us. Guys, don't forget, my call-in number is 760-888-5700. If you want to get in touch with me directly, schedule a reading, expand more on what comes through in your reading, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. In this day and age, you can even send me a text. Look me up on Facebook at I Hear Tarot. Get an idea of what my readings look like, what you can expect. Tune in tomorrow for my Facebook Live, where we get to do the same thing, just in a different forum. Let's quickly talk about the number three. I want you guys to be aware of the influence that the number three can have on you. And sometimes it's helpful to identify with a number, right? Because then we can kind of see where we might have an opportunity to strengthen or to even be flexible or where we can see where we excel, right? Because I'll tell you what, we have a natural tendency to look at the bottom line as far as the lowest level of where we are and who we are, right? We're like, ah, I need to work on this and, you know, I need to strengthen this and I do increase that. No, no, you've got these beautiful skills and strengths already that far outweigh your weaknesses, our weaknesses, and it's time to focus on that. It is absolutely time to focus on the good stuff, right? And so the number three, guys, keeping in mind we are not defined by a word, by a number, by an experience. But three, it's all about energy, effort, passion, desire. I love it because it's not corralled, right? It's like, whoa, which way is this going? Where am I going? It's like when you have a new idea or when you're in a new relationship, right? Or when you're even at home and you're doing your project list, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do, so much to get done and go through. Where do I start? And that's kind of that three. It's like, okay, let's map it out. Let's start figuring out what we're going to do, where this isn't going to impact what, right? But it's all about that energy and that optimism and that potential and that beautiful word, abundance. Three is all about it. So if you guys are noticing threes in your life, maybe you look up and it's 333 on your clock. Maybe that's your lucky number. Maybe that comes through on a phone number, right? It's all about abundance and potential. Take notice when you're seeing that three. Is it from a new opportunity that's around you? Is it from a website that really seems to resonate with you, right? That's kind of why universe puts this stuff in front of us. It's like, okay, pause. Why is this surfacing? What does this mean, right? And sometimes we can feel a little wonky with three because it's like, okay, where are we going with this? What are we doing with this, right? It's almost like you're looking at your kitchen counter and you've got all these ingredients and you're like, oh, I want to make something out of this, but you don't know what. But there's potential to make and feed numerous people, right, is there. So it's like, okay, let's look at this three. What can we do with it? But keeping in mind the passion behind it, the energy behind it. So three is a pretty powerful number. It can be overwhelming because, like I said, it's not corralled. But it's what you do with it that's going to matter, even if it's an idea. Even if it's like, okay, I've got two more friends. Let's go out. What are we going to do? Let's look at three that way, right? Two gals ready to go. What are we going to do? So look at three that way as far as potential. It's not just because it's a lower number on the scale any less than, right? So we're going to keep expanding on three and what you can do with it. But I do believe we have a caller on standby. Deb, are you calling in from North Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my dear. Thanks so much for joining.
Oh, thanks for having the show.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
I was wondering what you see for relationships, you know, what you see in the future for that.
Okay, are you looking for potential?
I'm in.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm in one now, and part of it, we have a meeting next week, and not looking forward to it, but I was just wondering what you see.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I'm asking the cards the right question. So I heard you saying relationship. Are you talking about romantic relationship or is this work or friendship?
Romantic.
Okay, romantic. And you're currently in one and you two are meeting for the first time and you want to know how that's going to go or?
No, we're meeting with somebody else next week.
Okay,
so,
like to bring them into the relationship?
No, it's actually with the one that is going to marry us.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you're wanting to know about the future of your current relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me see what the cards want to say. Let's see. So I'm just going to ask about the outlook on your current relationship. Okay, so let me see here. It feels like your partner is really, really coming through and really surfacing in your reading. So I want to get behind that. But do you have any reservations or hesitation about getting married?
I don't think so. It's just, I don't know. I just, I don't know how I feel sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, no, I follow that. So what's coming through is I am getting a little bit of reflection, which is why I asked if you had any hesitation. I'm also getting the Temperance card. So this card is all about patience. It's all about, it's almost finally time. There's some stability behind this, right? So there's some confidence in your getting married. Let me see. Two is a really big number that keeps coming up for you. So I'm seeing that connection there. And it feels like there's another level or there's another aspect that gets to surface that's going to, like, seal the deal. It's almost like the vision that comes through for you right now is when you're wrapping a gift, you put one side of the paper down, you put the other side of the paper down, and then you finally put that piece of tape on, and that's what holds it all together. And so that's the way it's coming through for you right now, Deb. So it does look like that there is another level, like I said, of energy or connection that gets to happen in your relationship that's really going to help ease some of that concern that you have or some of that uncertainty. But it is there. It is. I'm seeing it. And it just feels a little lopsided right now. And there's a lot of energy, like I said, around your partner versus you right now. And I can't tell why that's coming through per se. But it is an opportunity for a connection between you two.
So with there being energy coming through for him, that means he's more open to receive or?
Yeah, he's coming through with several different facets or expressions of himself. So I'm getting him to be really secure and confident and vocal. I'm also seeing a loving, passionate side of him and then also wanting to be a provider. And so that could be what he's going through right now, identifying himself and his role in the relationship and his role and what he's signing up for in the future. So it does feel like if he is more quiet or feeling reserved, that he's kind of like processing all of this internally. So if that's surfacing for you, it's because he's identifying with what he's signing up for in the future.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I think part of this is that he's such a social butterfly and without hearing from me for an entire day, what's the big deal? Because there's 100 people that will text him. And that really isn't even exaggerating. You know, that there would be 100 texts going back and forth. And it's not like we're high school age. I mean, high schoolers, you know, text crazy all day long. But it's just like, you know, sometimes I feel like, is this going to be enough for him? Because he is so used to such a friends being such a central part of his life. You know, so I guess that's probably where I'm kind of wondering, is this going to be enough?
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. Let me see what they want to say. Is your relationship with him going to be enough? So let me see. That is a good question. Let me see. There's a lot coming through, but let me get it clear. So the general answer, Deb, is yes. But I'll tell you, you're already sensing an adjustment period is the phrase that's coming through for him, which could be, again, part of why he's trying to identify what he's signing up for in the future. It does feel like, and it may be for you too, where it's going to be, it almost comes through for you, Deb, where you're going to feel compelled to take a lot of action, be really engaged, and try to support this shift in his life, right? So, yes, it's going to be enough, but it's definitely going to require some adjusting and some different ways of filling his life. And filling his life. So, I mean, it almost feels like he's always going, like he's always in between decisions, or he's always got options and opportunities around him. And so filling into one place and making a commitment long term, there's some energy on that. So, yes, it is, but it is going to take effort.
Yeah.
And then for you, what was coming through, and so you come through, my love, is so grounded and clear on who and what you are, and also very intuitive. And so with that being said, you're picking up already on what the energy is around him. And so you're absolutely right to be asking this question. You'll know more, and you already know this, you'll know more when you do meet with the officiant or whoever it is next week, and see how he responds. But yeah, you come through with intuitive, and picking up on his energy is what you're good at. So that'll give you some insight as well.
Yeah. Okay.
My love, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. You know, you guys cannot doubt your intuition. You guys cannot doubt your spidey senses, your antenna, right? There is definitely truth to your gut feeling, to your intuition. And it's feeling that, and feeling that with other people, especially people that we're connected with in a close, intimate relationship, whether it's best friend, family, or romantic partner, right? And so, just a great example of feeling your own and addressing your own questions. Because if you've got a question, then most likely they have a question. And that's part of raising your vibration, of holding your space, right, is being honest. Ooh, that is so difficult, is it not? Being honest with yourself, being honest with your partner, oh, just think about that. The liberation that comes with being open and honest, obviously with love. No need to tell someone that hat does not work with those jeans. That's not what I mean by honesty. What I mean is facing and addressing, maybe it's not even verbally, maybe it's just internally, the truth to a situation, the truth to a relationship. And as I say that, my heart breaks a little bit because I'm speaking to myself as well, right? That's, I'm not here preaching to you. I'm talking about what we're going through and what we can do to raise our vibration. And maybe even saying to your partner, is this relationship going to be enough for you? And if they say yes, looking at why they may say yes. And if they say no, looking at why they may say no. But can you imagine the breakthrough of saying that? I mean, that is a huge question. It took a lot to even share that online. Right? That's a vulnerable, open and honest question coming from an unbiased perspective, right? And so just imagining taking that leap, clearing your energy, holding your space, raising your vibration by being open and honest, having those candid conversations. And maybe that's enough to get you started to healing, to openness, to understanding, whatever that may be, right? That's a heavy, heavy opportunity, obligation, effort. But can you imagine just being open and honest and not, obviously with love and kindness, and not fearing, ooh, I can barely even say that. I can barely even say it without shaking in my boots. So part of keeping that in mind, how to clear your vibration, raise your vibration, and then stay there, right? And then imagine the example, the role model that you can be for other people who will then be brave enough to be open and honest with love and compassion, of course. Speaking of love and compassion, back to the number three, right? Again, right? An opportunity for action. Three is all about creativity, communication, being social, being charming, being your rock star self. Sometimes, because, ooh, sparkly. Ooh, what's that? Right? Can lead to a lack of direction. I am notable. I am pointing at myself because I have this tendency to get caught up in the energy of a situation, right? So if you're finding yourself to be that three where you're like, oh, sparkly, let's go over here. What was I doing again? Where was I going? What? I can't remember. Right? It's an opportunity for discipline, you know, and maybe you're like, huh, I should put together a schedule and stick to it. I like to think about schedules. I don't really get too far with them, I'll be honest. But it makes sense. And so I get to corral myself, rein myself back in. Think about the number three, right? Mind, body, spirit, your soul, right? Birth, life, death. Three is a solid number, right? Solid. Think about those threes, right? It comes together. You just got to be open to it. Not take the number three too seriously. Just see the opportunity that's around you. Guys, don't forget to call in 760-888-5700. You can find out more about me at ihearTarot.com. Look me up on Facebook to see my latest Facebook Live. I'll be live again tomorrow. You can see me in action. Look me up on Facebook at IHEARTAROT, all one word, no spaces. I do believe we have a caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Oh, hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna, my love. I'm doing well. Where are you calling in from?
California,
Santa Barbara. Oh, California. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful area, my dear. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I keep getting these messages. Like, I was in my meditation about 2 months ago, and I'd been asking to meet a fellow, you know, and also for more money to come in, more abundance. And I heard it's coming soon. And I keep hearing, like, it's a miracle. And then today I heard, you better get ready. I wanted to know what you were picking up.
Oh, that is very exciting. Let me see what they want to say about abundance heading your way. And what do they want to say about that? Yeah, so it definitely feels like some breakthrough is coming up around you. You've got some beautiful cards that surface. The Ten of Rods is one of them. And what that's telling me for you, my love, is that you have put in your time, you've put in your dues. Like, it's time. Like, it really, when I say it's time, I mean that in the literal sense, which is what's coming through for you and part of what your question is. This Fool card is also coming up with you, but it's balanced with this Judgment card. So it does feel like if you've had anything going on in your life that you've been waiting to pan out, or it's not, or you can't take action on it because of finances or relationship, these cards are saying, yes, it's time. I will tell you, I'll be honest with you, part of also what's coming through, it feels like almost like it's not a mindset, it's not an expectation, but it just feels like there's something there that you're ready to break through as well. And it could just be, being in a different situation. It just feels like there's something, I can't see what it is, but almost like a hitch in your giddy up that's kind of like preventing you from moving full force the way you want to move. Do you follow?
Okay.
So yes is the answer to your question. And like I said, it's all about breakthroughs and almost like a, 180 from what's going on right now, not being restricted, and a lot of freedom is what's coming up for you.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need money to have the freedom to go traveling, whatnot. You know, it costs money. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Travel is definitely coming through for you as well. So if there is, yeah, and a Nine of Pentacles comes up for you, which is definitely about abundance, the Two of Rods. So yes is the answer to your question. It does feel like if there is something that's kind of hanging on to you, not hanging on to you per se, but like hanging around you as far as a concern, and it could just be finances, and that's what I'm seeing here, then you get to break through that and finally just break the attachment to you.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, and then yeah, when you're there, you'll know, and just you'll be off. Like you will be, your bag's already packed, and you'll be off and running. So, yes. And then if there is anything, like I said, that's hanging you up, that just finally gets to be completely, breaking away from it.
Good. Do you see a relationship coming in with a fellow?
Let me see
or
what they want to say.
Money, I don't know. Maybe I don't need one.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, look at you. Oh, my gosh. You just pulled a Page of Cups, a Knight of Cups, and then a Strength card. So, yes, to answer your question, it feels like you're going to have a lot going on. It's like when it rains, it pours is the way it's coming through for you. And then this eight card, the Strength card, is talking about balance too. So your personal life is going to be enhanced and enriched, and your professional life is going to be, your career, whatever you want to do financially, is going to be nice and balanced. So it's not going to be over the top. Balance is a big thing that's coming through for you. So yeah, with that Knight and that Page of Cups, you can look those up. Those are pretty indicative of romantic relationship.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to happen.
Well, keep me posted, my dear.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Take care. Oh, those are so exciting. I love seeing those cards. Oh, just romantic relationship, connection, openness. Oh, that's just when it rains, it pours. Like I said, that's what was coming through. If you guys want to reach out to me directly, if something I'm saying resonates with you, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. Shoot me a text and we can start addressing what you've got going on or what any concerns you may have are. Look further into what might move you as far as a reading and the advantage to a reading, right? Speaking of which, I want to share with you a couple of questions that came up yesterday during my Facebook Live session, right? And one of them was so beautiful. The answer that came through was so beautiful. It resonated with me, and I'm not even in that situation, but it completely made sense. And so it was a gal whose niece is coming to stay with her, and she was really just looking for a general, you know, understanding or insight to what that would look like. And so I'll tell you, one of the things that came through was the Five of Pentacles. And when we see that card, that's all about feeling like we don't have enough. Maybe our finances are really stretched or strained, or maybe our energy and effort is tapped out more often than usual. Or maybe we're just uncertain of the future, and so we keep everything on reserve because we don't want to be unprepared for what happens, right? And that makes complete sense when we do anything new, but especially in this situation. And so what came through was the vision of when you work on a piece of clay, whether you're making a pot, whether you're making that, you know, Happy Mother's Day cup, or the ashtray, this is your first time working with clay, right? You get this huge chunk of raw clay, it's cold, and maybe it's gray, and it's no real shape to it, right? And then you start working with it. Never do you worry about, I want you to think about this, never do you worry about the clay that you're taking away from what you started with, because you are so clear and focused on what it is you're creating and what it will look like when you're done, that you could go through half that block of clay and not think twice about it, because you are certain that what you're making with it is going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be, with exactly the amount of material that you need. You don't worry about how much energy you're going to have to finish that. You don't worry about how much time it's going to take to finish it. You are certain that the amount of energy and effort you're putting into it, the amount of play that you're taking away from what you originally started with, and the amount of time it takes to create is going to be exactly enough, right? And so that's what came through with how is this going to look when my niece moves in? And the cards came back and said, don't even worry about money. Don't worry about time, energy, and effort. Don't worry about if it's going to be right, if it's going to turn out the way it should. Just start. Just begin. And nothing else is going to matter. And so I thought that was so poignant and so clear and such a great reminder for anything that we start, for any type of upset or unexpected event that comes into our life. Don't worry about how much time it's going to take, how much it's going to cost, blah, blah, blah. Just know that what you're creating is exactly what you're supposed to be creating, because what you have to work with to start is all you need. What you have is all you need to create what you want. That was pretty solid, and I wanted to share that with you. It's such a beautiful and vulnerable question, and that's when you guys ask those questions, it's when the magic comes through in the cards. It's when Source gets to say, listen, baby, let me tell you what I finally get to tell you, because the level of questions that you're asking at will allow me to speak to you at a higher level, right? So don't be afraid to ask your questions and be open and honest. I mean, I get that there is a level of hesitation, especially in this type of form, but I just want you to know when you do ask those honest and open and vulnerable questions, that's the answer that you get back. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there? Hello. Hi, you're on Talking with Tina. Who is this?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, my dear, where are you calling in from?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Very nice. My dear, what's on your mind?
Well, I was on a contract job with a government agency, and the contract ended a month ago because they let myself and my coworker go. And it was back and forth about not getting unemployment benefits, and then they raise this red flag. And she says, the agency says, the real reason that I was let go is because I sent an email to the government that they was embarrassed by. So I asked her to produce the email. She says, it was just mentioned. So there was no email. So I don't know what is going on or why we were let go, but I'm thinking of filing a lawsuit. Do you think something will come of it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just so I'm clear, Andrea, you were let go. You're not clear and they're not indicating truly why you were let go. And you're feeling
correct.
Obviously misrepresented and wanting to take action on it with a possible lawsuit.
Correct.
Yeah, let me see what they want to say. It'll be a high-level question because I know you're still working through how it would look and what your position would be. Let me see. Let me just get clear on this question. We're going to ask it as would it be pursuing additional action? Would that be in your highest and greatest? And then would it be beneficial? So let's ask that way and see what they want to say.
Okay.
So let me see. There's definitely some energy on taking additional action. I'm still getting a little, definitely still getting some conflict around the situation, and it could be just where you are right now, because it does still feel unsettled. I do feel like, though, what's coming through for you, Andrea, is if you do move ahead with or start looking into your options, that's going to get you to the next level of understanding or clarity on what it is you want to do. So in your case right now, they're saying there's absolutely nothing wrong with looking into that, talking to a couple of people or a couple of references and seeing what options you may have. There's some benefit in being more clear on your situation. As far as it being beneficial, I am seeing that, but I can't see exactly what the benefits will be, if it's going to be a financial aspect or if it's going to be a reputation aspect. I'm not sure what that looks like, but the only other thing that comes through for you if you do decide to pursue that is remaining in the line of work you're in, and I'm not sure if you want to shift directions from where you are right now after all this shakes down, but they're definitely saying you can get some more insight and clarity if you start talking to a couple of people as far as taking action.
Well, yeah, I have no idea why my other coworker, the old supervisor, was let go. So, and then I think it's retaliation because I sent a couple emails to the agency complaining about the new supervisor harassing mm-hmm. me, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, very condescending. And the next thing I know, 2 weeks later, I was gone. And then they mm-hmm. spread lies to the government saying that we will let go, that the government people are no longer allowed to speak to us. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was seeing a little bit. That's why I mentioned, are you going to shift your direction? Because it does feel like, yes, your reputation, I know, is not that there would be slander around you. I'm not getting that per se, but there's definitely some energy on your reputation. So, and I'll tell you what, you're mentioning a lawsuit, and it looks like that even just you taking action or even presenting them with, hey, I'm not going away, that'll itself be, it looks like enough for them to say, okay, and either compensate you the right way or shift, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. So definitely look into it. It doesn't look like you would even have to get as far as a lawsuit for them to actually respond to you, but you just need to be clear on what it is you're coming to them with and what it is you want to receive as far as compensation.
Well, do you think it's a good idea to let the company know I'm going to be filing some sort of suit, or just do it?
Look and inquire first and talk to a few people, because that'll give you some insight on what you're going to do, how you're going to present it, and what it is you're asking for. So not if you're talking to anyone right now, it would be like keeping that under wraps at this point.
Okay.
Talk to a couple people, like as far as attorneys go, who would, or I don't know if you have representatives or how it works for you, but do
I'm
that
working
first.
On it.
Yeah, because then you can be clear on what direction to take, because when you do choose, you're going to have to be like laser focused on which way you're going with it.
Yeah, I can contact the EEOC under retaliation or harassment. So, a couple ways to go.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So talk to a couple people first, and just keep anything like that under wraps at this point, so you can be clear on your position first.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in, my dear.
Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Take care. Oh, please.
Okay.
Thank you
right,
so
bye.
Much. Take care.
Sure. Bye.
So I love getting to hear back from you as far as what's shaken down. And here's the deal, and this is one of the advantages of Tarot. It can be just about, how do I say this? It can be just enough to be about the shift, right? So in this case, okay, let me get clear on it. Let me take action. And universe is like, whoa, you've totally changed the direction. You have cleared this path, right? Now we're going to send you down it because you cleared it. And sometimes things happen where we're like, I still don't know. I could do this. I could do this. I could do this, right? And I'm going to use the quotes, powerless, feeling powerless. And so universe is like, I don't know which way you want to go. Do you want to go left? Do you want to go right? Do you want to go straight? And so universe doesn't necessarily clear the path for us because we don't know, universe doesn't know what it is we want. And so we could think we know, and maybe that path starts to clear halfway. And then we get to that point where we're like, aha, this isn't really where I want to go. Do I turn around or do I just start veering off right from here? Right. And so when we look at Tarot, if we're in that place of indecision, uncertainty, Tarot can show us, this is what it looks like if you take this option. This is what it looks like if you take that option. This is what it looks like, right? And so that a lot alone, a lot of the time, can give you the insight that you need to make the decision, or maybe you're already thinking this is the way I want to go anyways, and you just need an unbiased response to confirm to you that you are on the right track, because that's part of, again, we said raising our vibration, clearing your space, being open and honest with yourself, right? Knowing, yeah, I'm going to take action on this. Now, as far as what that action looks like, universe is like, well, we can't clear for you yet because we don't know what action you want to take. We know you want to take action. So we're going to give you support. We're going to put things in your life that can support you and help you. But ultimately, you're going to have to make that decision, right? And so I know I want to take action, but I don't know what kind. Do I want to speak to them one more time? Do I want to talk to someone who can give me and point me in a direction? Do I need to meditate more on it? Do I need to catch back up with my old coworker and see what's shaken down? And then identifying, am I just feeling angry and misrepresented about this? And the universe might be like, yeah, sister, yeah, this one kind of got to you. Yeah. So that's part of it too, right? And so sometimes we say that in the cards where they're like, the question is, should we take action? And the cards come back and say, well, let's talk about your feelings first, right? So we're like, no, I just want to know if I should do this first. And cards are like, no, let's talk about how you feel. Get that out of the way. Take it out of your backpack so you don't keep carrying it. Let's put some room there for supplies that you're going to need when you decide to take action. So if a reading comes through for you all and like a course of action's in front of you, or the answer comes back and it's not exactly what you want, it's not because, most often, because your reader or yours truly is being vague. It's because that's what the cards want to talk about at the moment and address, right? And then you get under that and talk more about that question and pull it apart and get underneath that, and you pull it apart some more and get underneath that. It's kind of a process. So the first question that you start with isn't necessarily the one that you're going to end with, or the question that you start with isn't going to be that one that answers your questions, right? And so that's what I want you to keep in mind, right? One of the questions that came up yesterday, again, on my Facebook Live, find me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook. Like and follow my page. You'll be notified when I'm live, and you can tune in and check it all out, see how the magic happens. But one of the questions that came through was a beautiful question of what should I be looking more or seeking more deeply into, right? That's a huge question. Like, what do I need to turn over, look under, that's going to be in my benefit? And so what came through was, and you can do this on your own, just getting underneath the layers, right? Let's just say you identify yourself as blonde hair, blue eyed, 5'7". Awesome. Then maybe you identify yourself from where you come from. And then you identify yourself as being a mother, daughter, sister too, right? And then maybe you identify yourself as having two masters, you know, then you get under that and you were in band and twirled baton, and then you get under that. And so going deeper into who and what you are, how you identify yourself, right? Those different levels of you. And then maybe, you were a prodigy at age 3 and played piano. And then getting deeper under that, right, to that level of, to that fear of, to that sliver of yourself that you don't talk about hardly ever, that you haven't considered, right? Looking at that and how that could change, impact, influence your life, it's still a part of you, still who you are. Looking back at looking at, what gives you goosebumps? Is it a song? Is it a phrase? Is it a poem? And then looking at why it gives you goosebumps, right? That's your body responding to truth. It's your body responding to energy when you get goosebumps, right? Looking at that, that's your spirit self. That's your soul level surfacing is when you get those goosebumps. Maybe it's your ability to see through a situation and take action, right? Maybe you're a nurse in a trauma center and you resonate with the vibration of action and decision and life. Getting under that and identifying with that and getting to become familiar with your own soul in this physical body. I know that sounds so easy to do, but think about it. How often do you really feel connected to your soul? How often do you really describe yourself at a soul level? I honestly, I can't even I can't even think of when I have or even considered it that way. And that's what tarot does. That's how these messages come through. This gal, you know, presented what should I be looking at on a deeper level. And the cards came back and said, in their beautiful way, connecting to your soul in this physical body, listening to your soul and seeing how it responds to and on your physical body on this vessel. Pretty solid, right? Pretty scary, right? It should probably take you a good 20 minutes at least to get under enough of all the layers that we've created for ourselves and who and what we think we are, to see that sliver of soul wherever it is in our life and however we get to it, and figuring out how we can connect back to it so that soul or that sliver of soul expands and expands and expands and expands, right? So consider that this evening, maybe before you go to bed, maybe in the morning when you're brushing your teeth, and just noticing how your soul speaks to your physical body, to this vessel that it is, and seeing when it surfaces. Again, is it a song? Is it a prayer? Is it a poem? Is it when you connect with someone? When is it? How is it? And how do you hang on to it? Like, you're going to have to reconnect with your soul. Reintroduce yourself. Reacquaint. Reconnect. Hold on. So difficult to do when everything else in this world is about being disconnected, about being individual, about distracting you. That being said, I'll tell you what, we may have time for just one more, but I don't want to shortcut this reading because I love getting to spend time with you and being open and thorough with what comes through. But my love, if you're there and you're willing to see what comes through on a quick fast track reading, I'm happy to do so.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia, my dear. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, my love. What's on your mind?
Just a quick what's coming up for my love life.
Okay. So, Patricia, are you in a romantic relationship and want to get some perspective on that, or are you open to a romantic relationship?
I like someone. His name is Trey.
Okay. All right, so we want to see what might be shaken down for you and Trey. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, let me see here. So, I definitely get some activity around you, too. So, I don't know. It almost comes through as celebration, happiness, almost like, it feels like you two are, and it might even be more so for him right now, but it feels like there's a transition point that's coming up on an individual level. I see that. And then I see you two getting to celebrate what it is. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, he has a transition coming up.
Okay.
He's getting his divorce is finalizing.
Ah, that's what it is. Because it was somewhat significant because I'm seeing this world card, which is all about completion. And then I'm seeing this magician card, which is all about new beginnings, right? So we're seeing, So that's, it is about him. So let me see what else they want to say. I get you two being connected. I see. Now, have you two been intimate, or are you at a friendship level right now and you want to take it to the next one?
Well, we used to date 16 years ago. He divorced, looked me up. So we've been intimate again.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting this past relationship and connection with you almost like a friendship level. And so that's pretty strong between you two. That connection is what's surfacing, which is why I ask. So it does look like, it does look like that's going to continue. I will tell you, my love, and I know we just have about 30 seconds, but I will tell you what's coming through is I see your connection. I see a new perspective and new openness in your relationship. Here's the deal, though. if there is any old energy or anything that's kind of been hanging on, that's been unspoken, that will surface again in your relationship. And so if you want to be brave and look at what that is and take it head on, you can, because you don't want it to be around when stuff starts to evolve, because it's just going to it'll cramp the situation. So just know that. But I do see it evolving, and your connection seems very strong with him.
Okay. All right. So I'll look into whatever that old energy is. I think I know what it is.
Good. And just address it and just don't let it impact anything. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you
so much.
All right,
my love. Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful question. I would love to expand on that, but that what was surfacing was just definitely seeing, and this is the truth. This is the truth. It is knowing and feeling and having that connection. And a lot of times when we have a soul, again, a soul connection with someone, they keep coming back into our life for a reason. But it's also to not to pick up where we left off, because you've evolved, they've evolved. It's to shake off the old stuff, right? And the word brave came up because it takes a lot to do that, to shake that off, right? Speaking of which, our time is complete, my love. Join me tomorrow on Facebook Live. Find me at I Hear Tarot. You can look me up at ihearTarot.com. I will be here next Wednesday, same time, same phone number. Until we speak again, take care. Love you so much and have a good night.